Aho and welcome across the veil. I'm April, your host and facilitator for the next hour. We're eager to share with you the messages from those who are across the veil. Our program may be heard every Friday at this time. Across the Veil is the unique opportunity for you to connect with and communicate with those who are across the veil. This connection or communication may be with angels, the masters, teachers, guides, loved ones, family and friends, or any of the others who may have preceded us across the veil, as they share their wisdom and guidance with those who are listening to help bring healthy balance to our lives. If your reading seems to not make total sense, I guarantee to you it will down the road. Sometimes messages come through in a roundabout way, which will be revealed later, so we recommend that you keep all the information that you receive on your back burner or in your memory, so that when you do come up or come across someone who's able to make it, help you make that make a little bit better sense, you'll get it. Sometimes the information that they give us is the farthest thing from what we want to hear also. We need to remember to be open-minded and let them show us what they wish to relay. At no time should you entertain any energy from the Cross the Veil or anywhere who will ask you to cause harm to yourself or to another. Those are low-frequency vibrational energies and must be told to go away. Do not entertain them. Turn around, stomp your feet at them like you would do to a dog to tell it to go home. Tell it to go away. We're only listening to the higher vibrational energies. Never, never will a guide, a loved one, or an energy of light ask you to do harm to yourself or to another. Do not give them space. During this hour, I'm accepting phone calls, so please feel free to call at any time during the program. If you're having difficulty getting through, keep trying, because the connection we have for you is important. It's important to us, and it's important to those that are across the veil. Just keep trying, and if you're unable to get through during the hour and you'd like to send me an email, that's great. Go ahead and send it to april@whitewolfapril.com, and I'll be happy to do a quick little answer to a quick few questions. I also offer one-on-one readings over the phone and or in person. If you're interested in that, like I said, send me an email at april@whitewolfapril.com. That's white as in the color, wolf as in the animal, and April as in the month. Or you can phone us at 907-357-7377, or feel free to visit my website at whitewolfapril.com. We offer a number of classes online or in person. You can find these on our website as well at whitewolflearninginstitute.com. We also offer weekend retreats for learning and personal growth. These may be viewed on the White Wolf April Learning Institute.com for information. You can request a hard copy of our catalog, too. Our program is made available for the gifts from our listeners, and we want to thank you for your financial support. With no further ado, let's get going and sharing those messages from across the veil. It's been one of those incredibly fun and exciting weeks of when the radio called to begin the program. I had been so actively involved because we're getting ready and we're preparing for a fabulous weekend retreat we're going to be having starting this evening through Sunday. And it was just kind of a chuckle to recognize the phone number and thought, oh, it's time for our loved ones and our friends to start sharing messages. It's been a really wonderful week, and I'm hoping everybody who's listening has had as enjoyable as a week as we've had. We've had a guest reader who had come in on Tuesday and had seen folks, and the message of love and light and hope and encouragement to everyone out there has just been so powerful. And I find it such an honor and such a privilege to be able to share these messages with you. I have a message for a young man who recently had his mother pass, and his mother wants me to tell him that everything is good. Everything is good. And she's using the term good. There must be a significance to that as that message is coming across. There's no more suffering. There's no more sorrow. There's no more confusion in her life. And she wants him to know that everything is good. She's not been gone too terribly long. She's new to the other side. So this is, I want to say, within the past 2 months that she's passed, and she's wanting to bring this message over to her family and to her loved ones to let them know that everything's good. Everything is good. I'm hearing also that the no more sorrow and no more suffering. I don't know if she apparently had, in her passing, was a little bit of a painful situation. She's just saying no more pain. I don't know exactly where she's going with that. I'm not exactly sure what she is trying to relay with that, other than everything is good. So accept those messages and feel that warmth and the mother's love as she's reaching back across the veil to let you know it's always good. And that she's also wanting to express that she is very, I don't like the word proud, but that's the one I'm hearing. She's very proud of this young man, this son. She's very proud of where they've come to in life, and that she wishes she could have spent a little bit more time trying to understand things that he would try to explain to her. And she really wants him to realize that she understands that now, and she appreciates everything that he had tried to share with her, and the enlightenment that he was hoping to bring to her, she now has seen. Also, she's wanting, there's something about a flag. I'm seeing a flag, and there's something about a flag that's important that she wants me to convey across to the listener who's associated with her. Also, she's bringing in someone else who is related to someone else who's listening to the program, and this person is saying that somebody needs to go and get a urinalysis done. I think we had this person come through. I'm not sure. For some reason, I'm hearing urinalysis again. Somebody needs to go and have a urinalysis done. Preventative maintenance is what I'm hearing, and that's what this person that's come across with her is pointing out. I'm also seeing the color yellow. There's some significance to the colors yellow and orange with this person who's coming through. And as you make a connection with this person, you're going to be able to, the reason they're showing me and she's showing me these details such as she is so that you can validate who this is for, that this is somebody who has a significance to you, to your space. I'm also seeing a pumpkin, like a pumpkin that's not made into a jack-o'-lantern, but a pumpkin that would be there ready to be made into a jack-o'-lantern. A very pretty, very ornate, very honored type of position that this pumpkin is holding. I also am hearing that she's really wanting me to reiterate the message that all is good, that her journey home has been accomplished. She's in a very good place. She's still resting. She's still learning so much and seeing so much and experiencing so much. She's excited to be back home. She's excited to be reunited with those on the other side that she's reunited with. Something about cowboys. I don't know if she liked cowboy movies or if the son that this message is for liked to do cowboys and Indians type of playing or cowboys. I'm seeing cowboy hat, cowboy boot. She's just really sending the message of love across, and she really wants to bring comfort and peace and calmness to this young man's heart. And also share the message with the others in your family that Mom has come through and said that everything is good, and that she's proud of her family. She's proud of where her family has gone and what her family has accomplished. And even though at times she didn't show it when she was here in physical form, she very much so does. I'm also having a woman come through. Her name is Mary. She is sending a message to all of her children. She apparently had a very, very large family, predominantly male. Her children were predominantly males. I believe she only had a couple daughters, but the rest were all sons. And she is wanting to relay a message across to her daughter-in-law and her son. I'm hearing her son's name, Frank, that she wants to express the highest esteem of gratitude for being there as she stepped across the veil and helping her as she was releasing from her body. There's something about crystals that she wants me to validate, that she was aware of the crystals that were being used during that time when she was in the hospital and preparing to step over. She really, really appreciates that compassion and that love, and that even though I'm hearing that all of her children were present but one, and she's wanting that the family to know that even though the one child was in transit, she was able to see and spend time with that child as she was making her transition. She said, my family has always been together. Her husband apparently has recently joined her on the other side, and she is wanting the family to know that everything that the family unit has stood for with them, she understands the dynamics within the family. She understands how that all came together. And she wants each of the children to create that type of that. Apparently she had a very large family. And she's wanting this to, she wants them all to hold on to their heritage. She's wanting them to all hold on to their connection with their lineage, their, what she created. Is she's kind of showing me like a matriarchal position that she held in the family, and she wants all of her children to retain and hold on to this type of matriarchal energy, and to she's showing me that in each one she has gifted something that they can use as a decorative symbol of her love. And she's really honoring, and is, she's really pleased that they're all honoring her in such a way, that there's that, there's such a connection there. She visits with the family quite frequently, and as they're all in different positions, she's wanting them to know that she's there, and that as well as their father is, he's not quite as, because he's new to the other side and she's been there a little bit, that he's not quite as able to communicate and come through to them as she is at this time, is what she's revealing to me. Her name was Mary, and she, once again, I'm feeling a very warm smile. I'm seeing a woman who really enjoyed life and really loved her children, and she still is. She's still connecting with and enjoying that family, that connection, that energy as she kind of looks down, and she's showing me that even though her belief system is not necessarily exactly as she had thought it was going to be when she got on the other side, that the warmth and the connection of going home was just, it was incredible. The angelic greetings, the music, the warmth, all of that she's showing me was a huge blessing to her, and that she'll be there for each of the children and each of the family members as they come across. I'm also seeing someone who's coming across who is spending a lot of time in a kitchen setting. I don't know if they're trying to connect with that they were a chef or they were a cook, but they're showing me that there was a lot of time that they spent in the kitchen. And I'm also seeing that while they're in the kitchen, they're actually doing flowers. They're doing flower arrangements. They're doing bouquets. And they just want to come through and want to let their family know that at any point in time when you smell the fragrance of a flower that you associated with this person, that it's them letting you know that they've passed through your space, that they've just kind of checked in and they've just passed through your space as well. I have a Nicholas who's coming through. Boy, they're coming through rather quickly today. I have a Nicholas who's coming through, who wants to bring the message across to his great niece that he is still very much with her, and that he waited for her birth for the purpose of allowing the transitional time. So apparently what he's showing me is that his passing, he stuck around in what I'm seeing is he looks like he was in a nursing home. And it looks like he stuck around, even though the doctors had pretty much said that his time was up, that he waited until the family gave the message or brought a picture or something, because I'm seeing another family member walk into his room to notify him and to let him know that this great niece had been born, and that's when he knew that he could go home. There was some kind of connection between these two, and he wants this niece to know that whenever she smells the fragrance of tobacco, that he's actually in passing through and being there with her. He's also wanting to acknowledge that he is very proud of the children that she has brought into the earth as well, into physical form. He's very proud of them, and he just beams when he's feeling them and when he's around them. I don't like the word pride. I don't know why they're all bringing that word to me today. That pride of their connection is very strong at this point in time. For some reason, I'm seeing some emerald energy, some of the greens in the essence of working with emerald, and they're showing me that there's something healing, there's something strong, there's something connected with bringing emerald into our energy fields and into our everyday lives. Bringing the energy of that green, of that emerald. I want to grab my book here that talks about stones and emeralds, and we'll see what the message is that they want us to gather from that, because they're showing me this beautiful green emerald, and there's some kind of significance for somebody listening. So let's see if we can find in our book what it talks about, that is why they're bringing it in. If it's in this book, I may not have it. Emerald. Remember the energy of emerald. There we go. And emerald is a stone of inspiration and infinite patience. It's a life-affirming stone of great integrity. It's bliss, domestic bliss, and loyalty. Unconditional love, partnership, and promoting friendship, keeps things in balance, and is a stone that ensures physical, emotional, and mental balance and stability. It will eliminate negativity, bringing into action positivity. Emerald gives strength of character to overcome our misfortunes, and it imparts mental clarity, strengthens memory, inspires deep inner knowledge, and broadens our vision. It helps with helps us with recovery, totaling the sinus, the lungs, the heart, the spine, muscles, and soothes the eyes. So, wearing around your neck, it will help strengthen the healing in the body, around the finger, and it also does the same. It'll bring in that unconditional love. So, for whatever reason, they're showing me from the other side, emerald. You want to bring some emerald into your space today, and maybe bringing in some of the color green to those that are listening that are wanting to do some healing work and wanting to bring in some unconditional love and devotion and loyalty and those type of things within their space to bring in that emerald color. I'm seeing one woman that this emerald energy is being brought in by one of her guides, and as it's coming in, they're placing it right over her solar plexus and allowing that to just become a part of you, the energetic flow of emerald. You'll actually feel the warmth of it as it begins to take a part of your being, is what they're showing me. That it's going to help rise the vibration of the reality of your earth walk and helping you keep your earth path walk on target and with integrity and with healing and with balance and on all levels is what they're showing me with this emerald that they're bringing in. That I have this one woman who in particular they're showing me, but I know this message is for a number of other people who are listening, not just the one, that the emerald, if you've ever been in inspired to use emerald or have emerald in your space, there is a reason for that. When our guides and our masters and our teachers inspire us to use something and to bring something into our space, such as an emerald or a certain kind of stone or an agate or an amethyst or even the herbs, the plants, the St. John's wort, mugwort. I'm hearing a number of different herbs and plants that are coming forward right now, that they're really showing me that we need to listen to those messages and we need to be encouraged by those so that we can bring that into our everyday lives and become stronger through the use of them, and our loved ones and those guides, masters, teachers, whomever we work with, will bring those messages across to help us and to guide us through symbolism, through connection with some of the other energies that are available to us. I have a message for a young man. I'm seeing this young man looks like he could be between the ages of 17 and 23. And this message that I'm getting is coming across. So apparently this young man plays the drums. And I have, it looks like either an uncle or a grandfather figure who's coming through. And he is validating this through the drums. There's something about drums. And this family member is wanting to bring over the message that they're there, they're here to encourage and to practice more and to let them work through you when you're playing the drums. I don't know if you play drums like in a high school band or in a college band. I see drums. I see you're playing. They're just really wanting to bring the message across that they're there for you and they're encouraging you and helping you. It almost feels like a, I don't know if this is a drummer or not, a Buddy Rich kind of drumming connection that you may have that they want to help you with, that they want to bring in a knowledge through who you are and aiding and assisting you. I have another woman here who has come through that is bringing a message of hope and encouragement. She's showing me it's not for any one specific person, that she's wanting me to relay the message to all, that all we have to do is ask, and once we ask, all we have to do is be open to receiving. She's showing me that the population, that the people that are listening, that there's some that are out there looking for a job, and she's wanting to bring this message across that figure out what job it is you want. What is it that you want to do? Ask and then receive this job, allowing it to become a part of you. Caller, go ahead.
Yes, April, hi. How are you?
Hi.
I have a question. I have a friend who was a really good healer, and he crossed the veil.
Okay.
And I would like to ask his assistance and how I can develop my healing powers as well, because he did a lot of remote healing.
The very first thing that I'm hearing is that you need to get into some training with some, and he's showing me that you need to, when you begin training with those who are going to bring that to you, always test it through the energy of their hands. He's showing me the hands. He's showing me using hands as a way to test your teachers. You're going to know by the energy you feel within the hands, is what he's saying to me. And your gifts are great. He's wanting you to know that your ability to do the types of work that he did and above and beyond are very great. That you can do this. Just getting into some classes is going to be of assistance to you.
Mm-hmm. I do weekly healing sessions, but I feel kind of, I don't feel like I'm growing as much now since he has crossed over, because he really helped me a lot.
Right. And that's where you need another teacher to come into his place, is what he's showing. That you need someone else to kind of help nudge you along in a little different manner, a little bit further.
Okay.
He's wanting you to realize that his passing was within the time frame of when he was to pass. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've questioned his why, you know,
no,
if you're
it,
healer,
it
why
was.
Did you leave?
I knew it was.
Okay, because he's really showing me that it was within his time frame of when he was supposed to go. Everything had been he's showing me it was very pre-programmed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's showing me that one of the things that would be very, very beneficial to you, it's hard for me to talk. Did he have, like, an accent?
Yes, he was from Washington.
Okay. Okay.
I'm
hearing,
I
like,
consider it an accent.
Yeah. it's a little bit, I'm having to really listen to his words, and it's hard for me to bring it over because he's coming in so fast and yet just sounding a little different. Getting yourself into some other trainings, like doing like Reiki, healing hands, hands of light, all of the different modalities, going in, and I always say this one wrong, Jinshin Jitsu, that's another avenue that he's showing me. Doing a lot of the different types of learning how to do different types of modalities, which then is going to be created into a healing way for you.
Mm-hmm.
He's really showing me this for you.
Okay.
I hope that helps. I hope that gives you the answers you were looking for with that.
Well, he just had a healing modality that I was not familiar with, and he was so powerful at it. And he didn't get into healing work till he was in his 50s.
Mm-hmm.
But when he did remote healing, you could feel it. You could feel his energy.
Right.
Very profound.
Right.
And I just didn't know what modality. I didn't ask.
Okay. What I'm kind of getting led to share with you, he's still very much here. He's still very much present with me. But what I'm feeling led to share with you is a lot of times healers, when they have spent time learning things and doing things and in their lives, just everyday life stuff, that begins to be our teacher. That begins to be who we are and what we are. And then when it all comes together, that's when we can create or be doing the modality that Divine Source has sent us here to do and to be and to... And for example, in my space, I have over 3,500 hours of different types of energetic healing modality training. And for example, this weekend we're beginning a retreat that I'm going to start teaching people how to do some of this type of energy work and healing work so that others can carry this off, because, you know, we need others out there doing what it is that can be done. And he's showing me that that's the type of thing that's going to help you become stronger, is allowing yourself the opportunity to learn and to sit in sacred space. For some reason, he's really sharing that with me, so that you can develop the modality that is truly, rightfully yours within your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Remote
Where
healing
are your
line.
Sessions?
Pardon?
Where are your sessions?
I'm actually in Alaska.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But a lot of the stuff that we do, I actually do through the internet, through do phone, you know, doing it through the phone, that type of thing, helping people and doing remote, such as this gentleman that you had spoken about. So a lot of times when we're learning, he's really wanting me to share with you, you have so much, and that he's still going to connect with you, and he's still going to work with you, and he's going to put teachers in your path, such as like we do, but we can do it here in Alaska. I travel a lot. Where are you located?
Arizona.
I just came back from Phoenix 3 months ago. I was down in the area. I was in Phoenix, I was in Tucson, and I was in Nogales doing work. So, you know, when students and teachers are to connect, the energies will all line up. And what I would recommend for you is if you were to go on to our website, my website, and keep track of it, you'll find when I'm going to be in the area. Or we can do things remotely or over
internet,
that type of thing. But go ahead and check it out. But not that I'm trying to plug my stuff during this reading, because that's not my way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling impressed to share that with you. And he's wanting you to know you have the ability to carry this forward, and you have You have it. You have the gifts within you, is what he's showing me. And I'm like covered in spirituals, goosebumps, as he's coming in with the importance of you reaching within yourself and gaining that trust and that confidence within yourself, because he will be there helping. And he's, you know, just because he's not on this same plane, he can still remotely work from across the veil.
So hopefully I will find a teacher soon.
Yes, yes. I know there's a few folks. I know there's a few folks in the Arizona area that I work with that if you wanted to pop me an email, I can send you their names and addresses as well.
Oh, okay, yes.
Okay.
I'll do that. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Have a great day.
Thank you, Frank.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
All right. This is an interesting day, the way the readings are coming in and the messages are coming in, that it's really important that we align ourselves with people that are going to bring in light and healing and love into our worlds and into the works that we're doing. And when we find a mentor and a teacher who really resonates with us and who really brings us into a point and into a balance where we really feel that we're accomplishing so much, that and when they're gone or they move or they leave or for whatever reasons that stops, sometimes that creates a void within our lives. And we need to remember that when they're across the veil, they can still bring us those guidance and those directions. And they'll lead us to others who can help, who can teach, who can share and be there, bringing that training across. And as I stated with this other listener, I don't often share what it is that we offer, because I figure the listeners can check on the website and find out more. But we offer so much here because we know that we need to share the gifts with everyone. And when my guides and teachers come in, it's exciting and it's enlightening to know that others can pick up and do the work that we're here doing. I have a message here for a gal who is in the Phoenix area that is dealing with some, I'm not sure how to relay this. It feels like relationship issues that are creating within her a space of complete and total despair. The message that's coming across for you is to reach out and find the helpers that are there to help you, and not to shun those helpers that have opened their door and opened their hearts for you. And as long as they're coming in with light energy, allow them to help you. They're showing me that you have almost like a self-martyrism energy around yourself because you're afraid to accept help from others, that you're going to feel like that they're going to feel like you're taking from them and using from them, and they're not. They're there for you. They're there to give you help. They're there to be vessels used by spirit, by your guides, to help bring over the teachings that you need to help you get through this and to bring you in the healing energy that you need as well. There's something about the relationship that you're in that they're really wanting me to encourage you to go to light workers to help you get the confidence and the strength to realize the beauty of within, so that you can move beyond this and not continue to stay in this, I'm going to call it victim role, this victimization that you've got yourself kind of stuck into. Your master, you have a master who's really working on this, and you also have a loved one on the other side who is really kind of trying to bring through this message as well of don't repeat family history, don't repeat family history. Move beyond that and allow others to help you move beyond that. That there are teachers out there and there are other workers out there who can help you and encourage you. I'm feeling like it's the loved one on the other side is just really connecting and working with your guide. It's a very strong guide that you work with, because you do carry such a tremendous amount of abilities with you to basically move mountains, is what they're showing me. You have the abilities to move mountains, to go ahead and move those mountains and move forward with that energy. Trust that your guides are going to help you and that everything will be fine. I have a message for someone from somebody named Bean, B-E-A-N. And the Bean is wanting, this is a nickname that you knew this person by. The Bean is wanting to say that they're happy, healthy, everything is going fine, and that they love the lilac bush that was planted in memory of them. And this they're just kind of passing through, and they come through your space quite frequently. And I'm not sure, I believe it's a message for the whole family. So if you connect with this energy that's named Bean, as a nickname Bean, that they're trying to relay to you, share the message of love to the family, that everything is good, that everything is fine, and they love the lilac that was placed in memory of them. I'm not certain that the person who's listening to the program actually is aware of this lilac, but when you share the message with others in the family, everybody will confirm everything, and it'll come into place, and that this other person is fine. I have another energy that has just come in very strongly that was recently, within the last 2 years, involved in a head-on collision. They want their family to know that they did not feel anything, and that when the accident happened, they were able to transition immediately. There was nothing that held them as they were prepared and ready to go. That the family is angry with the other driver. Apparently the other driver was drinking, and the energy on the other side is saying, allow unconditional love within your heart, but yet fight the battle to save those others from being involved in similar situations, but do it with unconditional love. Don't do it out of vengeance negativity. They're showing me that do it through unconditional love. They're just reiterating that again and again, that they loved and they have forgiven this other person as well. I have a young man who's coming in who apparently had taken his own life. He's showing me, sometimes the pictures are a little too graphic for me, but I'm going to not relay them through over the phone. If you've had a family member who has passed through taking their life at their own hand and with the use of a gun, they want you to know that they are so sorry and that they are so not sorrowful that they left, that they now are no longer in pain and suffering, but they're sorrowful for what they put the family members through that were involved and the person that actually came to the scene, and then those that were involved from there, that they're eternally sorry for what they were required to have to do, and that everything is fine, and that everything, they're on the other side, that they have not been held back from connecting with other family members, that when they were reunited in, it was very quiet, very sedate, and they were in a healing time and are still in and out of a healing time where they're showing me, it looks like angels, like I almost want to say like nursing, where there's these caregivers that work with those who have committed suicide as they're going through some of their healing processes, and that he is still doing this. But that he, once again, I'm hearing the sorrow that for what the action had caused for others, and that was not the intent, but that he had just been in so much physical pain that it was too much for him, and that he misses family, he misses his loved one, he misses his friends. And there's something about significance about the eagle. He misses seeing an eagle soar and actually being able to go out and like hike, that type of thing. Those are the things that he's saying. Cherish his gifts that we have as you're in physical living form. And as you're able to do that, as you're able to go out and hike or go out in your yard and smelling the flowers or smelling the vegetation, enjoy that. And those are the type of things that he misses by leaving the way he did. He feels that had he been able to do that more, his life would have been able to have had more significance to him. They're giving me a message to share with those listening. As we were saying earlier, this other group of guides have come back in, and they're showing me the importance of asking and receiving, that all of us have the ability to ask and be specific about something, and then opening our hands and being ready to receive it, being ready to accept, knowing our worthiness. Okay, the message that they're bringing to me is knowing the worthiness that we all have to receive that which we can ask for within our hearts. And when we ask, they're showing me being specific is one of the key factors. I recently had worked with a young man who kept asking for a car, and he wasn't receiving anything, and when he did receive something, it would be an old clunker or something like that. And his guides came in and brought in the message of being specific. Right, what model, what kind, what color, all of those little things. And they're showing me a reminder of working with this young man. And this young man, in a joking manner, said, I even wanted to have wipers for my headlights so that I don't have to clean my headlights. And after he had created that, I ran into him recently through another friend who had actually seen him. And he went out and he said, when you see April, please share with her that this is the car I have. This is what it has. And it even has wipers for the headlights. So we need to be specific within our asking. And if you're looking for an employment situation, be specific in what you're asking for, in what you're looking for work to improve and enhance your financial well-being. And then what you're looking for, like our earlier caller who's looking for a teacher who can help her move on, expand on her growth and her learning, asking that they send and guide her to connect with a teacher who can help her, who can help move through that, and then receive that method, receive that teaching, receive that employment, receiving that vehicle, all of those type of things, receiving our homes, our properties, all those things, just being open to know that we are worthy of that. We, every one of us that operates and I'm seeing that love, that light, that healing, all wants to come and be a part of it. Just learning to accept it and to receive it is the message that I'm really getting from this guide that's wanting me to share this message with the group, that or to the listeners to the program, that it's there. What it is you're looking for, stop looking and start receiving. Stop seeking and start receiving. Allowing this to come forward to you, allowing it to become a part of you. And seeing yourself in that position, seeing yourself receiving, seeing yourself doing, seeing yourself being. If you see yourself as working in, for some reason I'm seeing somebody who's moving into a very fast-paced, high environment, almost like a reporter in a big newsroom type of setting, fast-paced, moving quickly. I don't know anything about that kind of setting because I've not ever worked in those types of settings. But they're showing me somebody who's looking for that type of work. See yourself there. See yourself receiving that. See yourself accomplishing this and moving and bringing forth information and details and data. They're saying see it and receive it and be there and know that it's there for you. I'm also hearing that as we all get into a position of realizing that we are worthy, that we are all capable, and that even in our shortcomings, we're still very worthy. We're still very, because we are children of light, because we have come in to live our lives, do our lessons, so to speak, is what I'm hearing. The words of, it's kind of like they're showing me, like this big schoolroom that, well, as we all sit here and we all learn, and as we're all doing and growing and experiencing, that's all the purpose of why we're here. And that sometimes when we get into the situations that don't seem like they're a learning time, and sometimes we get into situations where we don't necessarily have a teacher or a learning happening, and we almost seem like we're not moving forward, maybe that's a time we need to integrate in, and we're needing to balance in that which is going to be for the higher good of our life walk and of our life purpose, that we are all worthy of being who it is we've come to be. Don't put self-limitations on ourselves. Don't beat ourselves up with our own words. I'm hearing the words, don't be your own worst critic. They're wanting us to all realize how important each one of us are, and each person, and each being, each animal, each plant, the significance of the importance of that. That they're showing me a pansy growing up between two cement sidewalk pads, that even though we wonder sometimes why we have to do the harder thing and be the flower that grows between the two cement pads, that there's lessons in it, there's purposes in it, and to don't beat ourselves up and don't go with self-limitations, love ourselves and draw from the strength of source and spirit as we're connecting with that. I have a man who's come in, and I'm seeing the message is for a young man who's got blonde hair. He is probably about 5'7" to 5'8", kind of lanky built, and the message that's coming across is from a grandfather. And this grandfather apparently is from Sweden, or, because I'm hearing like Sweden, I'm hearing a very strong different type of accent coming through, and he's wanting this young man who is his grandson, there we go, he's wanting to bring the message across to his grandson to move forward with positiveness, that even though he's had a few situations that have come up in his space that have made him feel like it's not worth it, he's not accomplishing it, yes, you are. And your grandfather wants you to know that he's, and it's kind of comical. I don't often speak like they do because it gets a little bit, but it's comical because he says that with his accent, the message he's bringing into his son, he's saying, the sweetness of life will soon be yours. And that's how I'm hearing it. And I just thought it would be kind of a fun thing to share with those that are listening to the program, that when those messages come across, and when he's wanting you to receive, he's wanting you to hear him when he brings you those messages, and he's showing you little signs, like you'll be flipping through a newspaper or a magazine, and you're going to see different little things that say you can do it, that you are worthy, that you are able to do this. He's putting those in your path. He's showing you those things. He's opening those things up for you to see. He's bringing that forward so that you'll be able to grab a hold of that and understand it. That you're very special grandson to this gentleman. I have another person here who actually is sitting, I don't know if they're sitting at this point in time or they've recently been sitting at the table and they've been stacking coins. They're showing me that you're stacking coins, like you're stacking coins to roll. And I'm seeing like the paper roll in front of you, the rolling in front of you. And what I'm hearing to share with you is that drawing from source will make all of your efforts and bringing all of the changes together that you need to make within your life are going to be done with divine guidance and divine purpose and divine intervention involved in it. They're wanting you to understand this, that they could see you and they knew that that's what was going on, that they are wanting you to realize that the change, there's something significant about the change as you're doing change within your own life, that they're guiding you and directing you and being there and being a part of helping you work through that change. If you're working through change and doing different things like that, sometimes symbolism of putting some change in a bowl beside your bed will help integrate that into your path, into what you're doing, by bringing that change, that energy of change around you and with you. I'm hearing from someone that they want to bring a message through to their grandchildren that have come together right now to honor. It looks like they've come together to honor a mother, and that they want, the grandparent is showing that they are there to help and to encourage and to be a part of that union, of that time, and they're bringing strength to that family. And to watch for the symbolism that you're going to see with the animals and the little critters and those in nature that are coming forward and being present as well. I'm seeing it's a group of people of different ages that have come together to honor their mother. And I'm not sure if this is a physical, I'm trying to get a better connection, I'm trying to get a better picture of what it is that they're trying to show me, that there's something about honoring mother. I'm almost wondering if they're showing me a picture of an organization that's coming together to honor Mother Earth, that there's an honoring in that is being overseen and being, I'm not getting a whole lot of clarity on it, other than I see this group of people, and if you're in this group of people, or if you know someone and you're listening to the program and you know someone who works with the group or who is working with the group that are coming together to honor a mother or the mother, share the message that there's I'm seeing this white light, I'm seeing this ray of white energy as it's coming down, and it's blessing, and it's encouraging, and it's helping, and it's providing for in a very vibrant, very powerful manner. And that there's divine sources connected with this, that there's a higher connection, that there's not even a physical awareness of, is what they're showing me on that message. I do have time to take one more call today during the program if anybody has a question or would like to see if they have a connection to come in. They've come in quite interesting today, and I'm sure that it's a lot to do with where I have been in my space today as I'm preparing for this retreat that we're doing and bringing in teachings and training and being able to do the work that we've all come to do. And one of the things they're showing me is to share the word of encouragement with everybody. Everybody has the ability. Everybody has something. Everybody has some gift and some skill and something that they could bring into the earth, into the population, into the world, that they can bring in and offer in as gifts. Even if you're sitting in a remote, teeny tiny little corner of the earth, they're showing me again the message that they brought over on the program last week of allowing love, that unconditional love, to flow from our hearts, to flow out past ourselves, past the local families, and past our communities, past our cities, and past our states, and allowing this love to just radiate out over the earth and bringing in healing with that unconditional love that we all can do amazing things just by setting a vibration in such a pattern and in such a manner for that. They're showing me a person who is sitting alone, and they're not alone, but they feel like they're alone. That if you're listening to the program and you feel like you could be in a room with of crowded people and still feel alone, that they want you to know that your guides and your masters and your teachers are there with you and will always be with you. Open your heart. Open your third eye. Open your crown and allow them to start revealing to you so that you can move beyond this heavy feeling that you carry with yourself of being alone. It almost feels like you feel like you're a shadow that everyone just kind of walks around rather than even seeing you or acknowledging you. And they're wanting you to realize that you are being seen, you are being recognized by those that are in the room that need to connect with you and that are in your friendship circle and that are in your family circle and that are in your church family circle that I'm seeing, that they're wanting you to know that they recognize you and they know you're there and they're there for you, but that you've allowed yourself to slip into this place of feeling like you're alone in a crowd. But always realize, too, that even though it's sometimes hard for you to understand the human connection of that, that your guides and the angels are always with you, always, always, always with you. The gentleman who has a message from his father, and this gentleman, the message that is from your father is that when you fly your airplane, to always make sure that you do the security point check test. I'm not sure what that is all about. This gentleman that this message is being brought for, I believe his first name is Bob, that you own an airplane. Robert Bob, I'm just hearing the name Bob. Your father's energy is coming through, wanting you to make sure that you always do the, I'm hearing the point test check of your airplane before you fly. The message of encouragement for you to do that. Well, this has been April from Across the Veil and bringing messages of encouragement and hope. I've enjoyed being with you this week. I've enjoyed sharing the messages. They've come through fast. They've come through almost to the point of hard to catch. They're coming in so fast this week. But I want to encourage everyone to have a spectacular week, to move forward with confidence and know your place in the world, that you are all special, very special to the divine sources, whomever, whatever your higher being may be, and to the angels that are there to help you and the teachers that are working with you and the guides that are there for you, following the little nudges and following the messages of light as you move forward. And I want to encourage you all and tell you all to have a spectacular week. And until next Friday, may your life be blessed with abundance of hope and encouragement, and listen to those small little voices and those small little messages that come through from those that love us.